So we just mentioned the Kotz Gevart, and just to end the first perek with a Vur Gevart. Now, just to clarify, what was the connection between Kotzka and Vork? So, Polish Chassidus 101 is Polish Chassidus, don't fact check me, but it originated with the Chayzim Lublin and then the Yid HaKudosh from Pshischa, who of course had a son and a Talmud, the Rebbe Rabin and Reb Simcha Bonim from Pshischa, and Reb Simcha Bonim had many, many Chashev Talmidim, Uberoisham, Reb Mendel Kotzka, who became the Kotzka Rebbe, and Reb Yitzchak Vorka. Eventually, B'meshech, the next 100 or so years, Kotz really became Ger, and Vorka became Alexander, which were the two largest Chassiduses before the war. Kotzk, the most important thing, was the truth. That was the emphasis, that was the dogush. It was emes. In Vorka, the most important thing was yenem. That was the most important thing, that was the dogush. And of course, yenem mattered in Kotzk, and the emes mattered in Vorka, but the Shirish, the Bach HaBakuk v'hamidan al achas, as related to what Chassidei Kotzk were, and what the Kotzke Rebbe was teveya, was the ikon was this idea, authenticity, bekerev kedoshim tesalo. In Vorka, it was more yenem, it's giving yourself up for another person. So just to end the perek with an epic Vurkavart that I heard from Rabbi Yankel Gutman. Rabbi Yankel Gutman is Yedid Nafshi of my father. He's also Yedid Nafshi of Rabbi Avrum Yishon. And he shared with me a Vart, a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that he himself experienced. So he told me he was once walking in Borough Park with his Einikel and he met Rabbi David Orlovsky. Rabbi David Orlovsky was the Geri Rosh Yeshiva Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. And he met Rabbi David Orlovsky. So Rabbi David Orlovsky, they stopped and they were talking a little bit. And he turns to his Einikel. He says, "Nu, vos lernst in Yeshiva?" So he told him, "I'm learning Mesachtes Tainis." He said, "You're learning Mesachtes Tainis? So I'm going to tell you a Vart. I'm going to tell you a Vart on Mesachtes Tainis. Mesachtes Tainis begins, Me'ema say maskirin gvurois gesham. When do you start saying gvurois gesham? When do you start saying mashin v'ruach u'mari dagashim?" And the Gemara asks the Kasha, "Me'ema say maskirin gvurois gesham? Why are you calling it gvurois gesham? V'amai kari le gvurois gesham?" Says the Gemara, "Om Rabbi Yoichan and said, Mepnei sheyardim begvura. Because when it rains, the rain comes down begvura." So Rabbi David Orlovsky said, "What does it mean that rain is yoyrid begvura? What's the gvura in the rain?" So he said, because the Gemara says, we learned it was a machloikis on Daf Tes Amid Beis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Mei geshamim, where does it come from? Rabbi Eliezer said, "Mimeu kainas u'shaisa." It's ocean water, goes up into the heavens, it gets sweetened up by the clouds, and then eventually it comes down as rain. Rabbi Yeshua said no. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Kol ha'olam kuloi mimayim ha'el yoinim u'shaisa." It comes from the mayim al yoinim. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Rainwater is the mayim atachtoinim." Rabbi Yeshua said, "Rainwater is the mayim al yoinim." Torah says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was all rain. And then Hashem came, and he divided the water. And there was mayim atachtoinim, and there was mayim el yoinim. The mayim atachtoinim, these are the oceans of the world. The mayim el yoinim, that's the rekiya, that's what's up in Shamayim. And Chazal say that when the mayim atachtoinim were told that they're going to be relegated, to have to be down on this world, they had tremendous chlish sadas. And the mayim atachtoinim came crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Hayitochin, the mayim el yoinim gets to be up in Shamayim. It gets to be together with the Eibishter, and we have to be here." And they were crying, they said, "It's not fear." And the Eibishter said, "You're right, and your reward is going to be that every single carbon, I'll call carbon chatakriv melech, and not just it, there's going to be another specific carbon, and that carbon's going to be the nisach hamayim, and that's going to come specifically from you." But the mayim el yoinim, they got the better end of the deal. They got to be together in Shemayim. So Rabbi David Orlovsky said that what happens when it's time for it to rain? Rabbi Yeshua says, "Meg Shomim is Mayim El Yoinim." The Eibishter goes to the Mayim El Yoinim and he tells the Mayim El Yoinim, "It has to rain today. There's rain in the forecast. You're going to have to go from being in the Yoinim down here to this world." He says, "Shtelzach for what the Mayim El Yoinim's thinking. Here I'm up in Shamayim. Here I have this gewaldige kirvus alekim. I have such a dveikus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now I have to leave? I have to leave the chambers, the Mayim El Yoinim, echtaf arupkein of develt." But the Mayim El Yoinim listens. The Mayim El Yoinim does whatever the Eibishter asked him to do. Oysid dvarei, l'shmoya b'kol dvarei. But why? Why does he do it? Because the Mayim Al Yoinim understands that his tachlis is not for him to experience as much kirvus alekim as he can experience. But sein tachlis is to make sure that other yidden are going to benefit also. So the Mayim Al Yoinim gives up on his connection, his kirvus alekim, abi, that he should come and he should be able to make it rain Fayenim. So there's a Yid somewhere that has a field and he's growing tomatoes and he needs these tomatoes for his parnasa. So Yene Yid Habim Parnasa, I'm willing to give up for myself. Said Rab Dovra Lovsky Tos is the greatest gvur in the world. A person that can give up from himself for Yenim, such mysterious nefesh, that's the Shpitz Gvura. Me emasai maskirin gvurois geshamim. Why is it called Gvura? Neisha yardim gvura. This is the Gvura. This is the incredible Gvura that to Mayim El Yoinim shows when it's willing to leave. It's willing to leave the chambers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abi tzimachin abisal besef ayen. So we ended the perek with a kutzgevart. We ended the perek with a vurkevart. And on that note, hadran aloch me emasai.